for example, Pierre D. Sergeant Gary, today's date is 06-03-2024. Dictation is from Ms. Deborah Potter. Potter spells P-O-T-T-E-R. Deborah spells D-E-B-R-A. Date of birth is 02-10-1960. This is a 64-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. A patient has a history of hypertension, peripheral edema, vitamin D deficiency, hypercholesterolemia, hypokalemia. Is there a follow-up for these conditions? The medication refilled. She stated since her last visit, she has been noticing that her abdomen, every time she eats, she gets bloated and is having small amount of bowel movements. Said her bowel movements is not as full as it used to be. She said she is concerned. She said in the past she was told that she has some stricture in the rectal area and would like that to be evaluated further. She has an appointment with the GI doctor sometime next week, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air, blood pressure 143 over 83, pulse 65, respiration 18, temperature 96.9, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no adventitious songs. Next paragraph, cardiac regulator rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, sinus. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with the range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented 93, cranial nerve 310 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effects are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is bloating. Assessment number two, hypertension. Number three, peripheral edema. Number four, vitamin D deficiency. Number five, hypercholesterolemia. Number six, anxiety / insomnia. Number seven, hypertension. Number eight, KCL deficiency. Period. Next paragraph. Patient's medications were refilled as follows. Potassium chloride, 10 mL equivalent, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, simvastatin, 20 mg, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, metoprolol succinate, 100 mg, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, irbesartan / HCTZ, 300 / 12.5 mg, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Lasix, 40 mg, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, vitamin D, 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days. Next paragraph, health maintenance. Patient was given a consultation for the LaRose Clinic to have her mammogram done. She indicated that she will schedule her pap smear with the female provider, period. Next paragraph. Labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D, TSH, T3, T4. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.